Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the entire cosmic manifestation is the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, who has millions of names and unlimited potencies. He is self-effulgent, unborn, and changeless. He is the beginning of everything, but He has no beginning. He has created this cosmic manifestation by His external energy. The universe appears to be created, maintained, and annihilated by Him. Nonetheless, He remains inactive in His spiritual energy and is untouched by the activities of the material energy. Can you please repeat? The entire cosmic manifestation is the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, who has millions of names and unlimited potencies. He is self-effulgent, unborn, and changeless. He is the beginning of everything, but He has no beginning. Because He has created this cosmic manifestation by His external energy. The universe appears to be created, maintained, and annihilated by Him. Nonetheless, He remains inactive in His spiritual energy and is untouched by the activities of the material energy. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in His Sishtaka prayers, Namna Mahari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has many names, which are all non-different from the Supreme Person. This is spiritual existence. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, consisting of names of the Supreme Lord, we find that the name has all the potencies of the person. The Lord's activities are many, and according to His activities, He has many names. He has appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda and also the son of Mother Devaki, and therefore He is named Devaki Nandan and Yashoda Nandan. Parasha Shaktir Vividaiva Suryate, the Lord has multitude of energies, and therefore He acts in multifarious ways. Yet He has a particular name. The Shastras recommend which names we should chant, such as Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is not that we have to search for some names or manufacture one. Rather, we must follow the saintly persons and the Shastras in chanting His holy name. Although the material and spiritual energies both belong to the Lord, He is impossible to understand as long as we are in the material energy. And when we come to the spiritual energy, it is very easy to know. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Maya Mudasya Chaktya Kaivalya Sita Atmani, although the energy belongs to the Lord, when one is in the external energy, Mama Maya Durathaya, it is very difficult to understand. However, when one comes to the spiritual energy, one can understand Him. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, it is said, Bhaktya Mam Abhijhanati Yavan Yash Chasmi Tattvataha. One who wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in reality, must take to the platform of Bhakti or Krishna consciousness. The Bhakti consists of various activities, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Arshanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. And to understand the Lord, one must take to this path of devotional service. Even though the people of the world have forgotten God and may say that God is dead, that is not a fact. One can understand God when one takes to Krishna conscious movement, and thus one can be happy.
Most
ನಮೋ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಭು ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಅನ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಟು ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್. Wherever he is listening, thank you very much. Second, in this verse, Prabhupada has mentioned three times Krishna can be known only by his internal energy. And if you see this translation, because he has created this cosmic manifestation by his external energy, the universe appears to be created, maintained, and annihilated by him. It appears that he has created, maintained, and annihilated. Nonetheless, he remains inactive in his spiritual energy. That means he has got nothing to do with creation, maintenance, or annihilation. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, by spark of his splendor, he creates all this universe, maintains and annihilates. By his spark, you can imagine a big fire and a small spark coming out, which is managing everything. So Krishna is not involved in this creation, maintenance and annihilation. He has expanded into various forms. So he has delegated the process to Mahavishnu. Hey, you look, I'm too busy now. So he is only interested in his transcendental activities. And when he is in transcendental activities, he is not touched by the material energy. Material energy can't touch him when he is in transcendental activities. The transcendental activities, for example, Krishna wakes up. Actually, he doesn't wake up. He sleeps. He doesn't want to wake up. So he sleeps. And Mother Yashoda is feeling that I should not wake him up. I should not disturb Lala. My Lala is sleeping. How can I wake him up? So Krishna doesn't want to get out of the bed. So, but the cowherd boys, they have no compunction or compulsion. Or they have no compassion for Krishna's sleep. They run in the doors with their sticks, flute, and blow horns and jump on the bed and say, hey, Lala, come on. Hey, Kana, come on. We have heard the cows now. Come on. Don't sleep. Come on. So Krishna said, okay. I'm coming. So then Yashoda Mai says, Lala, come on with me. Take bath. So gives him a bath and she massages hair with coconut oil, then she combs his hair, blackish blue hair, which is falling from his face like this. So she combs. Meanwhile, Ratak and Patrak, what they do is, they come and help Mother Yashoda put him his dress. They put his ankle bells and the belt and stuff like that. And the gopas are standing out, say, come on, so much time is wasted, come on. So Krishna is getting ready and the Ratrak and Patrak, they get all this flute, stick and blow horns. So meanwhile, Balram is standing outside and watching and laughing. So, and he's asking Krishna, is everything ready? Just making sure that Krishna has taken everything. So, and Krishna says, yes, bhaiya, I had taken everything. And now they are going to walk to the forest. So while, and Krishna has 900,000 cows. Shridham, another 800,000 cows. And Subal, 700,000 cows. Millions of cows are marching. So they are walking. Meanwhile, the gopis, they see, they open their shutters and they look, hey, our beloved is walking. And some of them, they could not stand. They have to come out of their house, and they are watching Krishna going to the forest. The whole day, the gopis are thinking like this, that when will we go out? When will we see Krishna going to the forest? Today our beloved is going. It will take
we cannot see him the whole day. I mean, when he goes, we have to cook and we will discuss about his pastimes and stuff like that. And when he comes back, we will see him again. And then when he plays his flute in the evening and calls us, we will patiently wait. Like this the whole day, the gopis are thinking like this. And Krishna, and they are seeing Krishna going to the forest. So Krishna goes with his gopas to the forest. And they play so many games. So many animal forms, frogs, they imitate monkeys. So many things they play in the forest. And suddenly Krishna says, I have to go to Radhakund. I'm thirsty, I'm feeling thirsty. You all wait here, I'll go to Radhakund. That is the signal. Immediately Subal understands that this is the signal. He also goes to Radhakund. When he goes to Radhakund, Subal asks Krishna, hey, why have you come here? Krishna says, why have I come here? I don't need water to drink. I have to drink the nectarine of Srimati Radhika, but she has not come. Subal says, okay, don't worry. Don't worry, my friend. I'll go and bring her. So Subal goes towards the house of Srimati Radhika. And Jatila, the mother of Abhimanyu, the husband of Sri Radhika, was sitting on the doorsteps and eating. This is a lunchtime. Cool breeze is flowing. So Jatila is sitting and eating. So she is Subal. Hey, what are you doing here? You have come from that black person? What do you want? She's asking like this. So Subal says, mother, we were herding the cows and one calf is missing. He knows out of millions of cows and calves, he knows one calf is missing. So he said, we are looking here and there and we are going and checking in each and everyone's house whether the calf is there. Can you go inside and look if the calf is there in your house? She said, why I have to go? You go and check. So she said, yes, mother. So he goes inside. So when he goes inside, he sneaks in to the back door and knocks Srimati Radhika's door. Radhika says, Subal, why are you here? What are you doing here? Subal says, then she opens the door, let in Subal, Subal says, Krishna is waiting in Radhakund and you are not coming. Oh, I cannot come. Mother has locked me in today. I cannot come. So Subal says, he has an idea. There is a benediction for Subal that he exactly looks like Radharani. You cannot make out the difference. His face and Radhika's face are exactly the same. So Subal says, okay, you wear my clothes, I will take your clothes. In this way, you can go to Radhakund and see Krishna, and I can be here waiting for you. So then he tells her how to take the hair, tie it like this, put a turban. So they're exchanging clothes. And she says, oh, the mother will see. Subal says, I told Jatila that I will pick one calf. So you go at the back, pick a calf, and hold it in your chest like this. So mother will not suspect that. So she does that, go to the back, take one calf and put it on the chest and walks away. So Jatila says, oh, you got your calf? Yes, mother. Okay, now get out. Go to that person. So she walks out. In this way, she goes to Radhakund and Krishna sees. He sees as Subal. Subal, you told me that you will bring Radhika, but you have brought a calf. Why did you do this to me? So then she puts the calf and Krishna says, oh, Radhika. Then they have a nice pastimes, playing, enjoying and stuff like that. Meanwhile, Lalita and Vishakha comes to Mother Jatila's house. Oh, mother, we have to go to Suryakund. We have to pray for our husband's long life. Oh, Radhika should go with you. Hey, Radhika, come. You have to go to Suryakund to pray for Abhimanyu's long life. So Subal, as in Radhika, says, yes, mother, he comes out. When he comes out, Lalita and Vishakha, they understand. They know immediately, hey, this is not Radhika. So they have changed clothes. So then they said, okay, mother, we are going with Radhika. Then they ask Subal, Subal, what are you doing here? Why are you wearing Radhika's clothes? Subal says that Krishna wanted Radhika to come. So we changed clothes. Now we should not go to Surya Kund. We had to go to Radha Kund. So everyone now goes to Radha Kund and they have a happy time. In this way, Krishna in his transcendental activities, he is not bothered with creation, maintenance, all the sustenance of this universe. He is enjoying. That is his pastimes. So he has delegated the work to Mahavishnu. You do it. Come on, I am busy. So he has no time for all these activities. Now comes the creation. This is the, that is a pastime. Those who could not be in the pastimes, we are here. So now because of that, there is a creation. Now, as it here says, the creation is a very interesting aspect. Krishna has created so that the living entities can relate and connect to him by being here in this creation. That's why he has created. One thing which I wanted to say on this creation. For those who do not take part in the pastimes, they can use this material creation in connection to the Lord. That's why he has created. So whatever one is interested is already God, is already Krishna. But what is distracting us is the medium for being Krishna consciousness. We can use this as a medium to be Krishna consciousness. So in this creation, if you see, he has created everything and given the nature. Yes, given the nature for all living beings. And this nature is controlled by the demigods. You have a nature. That nature is controlled by the demigods. So how will you benefit? So you will benefit by doing sacrifice. So Krishna has given, already established the sacrifices. And how will you know what sacrifice to do? So he has given the Vedas. So there are, if you see the Vedic scripture, there are 14 books of knowledge. Books means not with pages. Book means a body of knowledge. Let me do this. Let me go in detail about the 14 books so that it is very easy to understand how, why all these things, stuffs are there. So, of these 14 books of knowledge, there are 4 Vedas. So, Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva Vedas. The Yajur Veda is establishing all the stuff. Establishing the place, establishing the worship and others. The Rig Veda is for sacrifice, fire sacrifice. And Samaveda, we belong to Samaveda, it's for prayers. And Atharva Veda is to help all the other categories, all the other 3. So, this is 4 Vedas. Out of 14, this is 4. And this each Veda, Rig, Yajur, Samaveda, are divided into 4. So, one is the Samhita, the verses. We chant these verses. It's a verse. And second is the Brahmanas. Third one is the Aranyakas. And the fourth one is the Upanishad. So each Vedas are divided into 4. The Samhita, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, and the Upanishad. The Brahmanas, or the Brahmacharis, study the Samhita verses, memorize the verses. And the grahast or the uses the brahmana in the sacrifice. And the vanaprast, he deals with the metaphysics. Metaphysics is like how does the mode acts, what is the subtlety of things. And the sannyasi uses the Upanishad to get out of the world. So these are 4 out of 14. Then we have 6 Vedangas. That is, in order to access the Vedas, you have to have this Vedangas. Otherwise, you cannot access this Vedas. That is, you should have proper pronunciation, Siksha, then Chanda, meter, how it is sung. Then Vyakaran, grammar. Then you have Nirokta, vocabulary. So if you don't have this four, you cannot access the Vedas. And the other two is kalpa, rituals. By having the mantras, you will do the rituals. Then astrology, the time. You should know the time when you have to do the rituals. So these are called six Vedangas. And there are four Upangas, which makes all 14. Four Upangas is philosophy, Mimamsa. Then you have Purana, history, and the Dharma Shastras. This whole chapter is about Manu, Swayambhuva Manu. Parishit Malavadi is interested to know about the Manus. So the last seventh canto was about Narsingadev. And Hiranyakashipu was in Swayambhuva Manu. So Prahlad Maharaj is interested in asking Sukadev Goswami to narrate about other Manus. So Brahma is also known as Manu, his father of mankind. And Krishna is also known as Manu, father of mankind. So in order to perform, you have a nature. The demigods are controlling that nature. In order to benefit, you have to use the Vedas to do sacrifice. Manu, in detail, elaborate, discuss about Varnashram. After this, next sloka is about Varnashram. So, how having a nature, how your nature fit into this four category? We have our spiritual nature, that is in the ashram side. Everyone is a servant of Krishna, that is spiritual nature. On a conditional state, you have to identify with any one of these four. Right? Identity. Identity is a big thing. A lot of people have identity crisis. So, that's why Manu says, and if you see in Manu Samhita, most of the chapters are for Kshatriyas and Grahasthas. There are only few 10 slokas for Vaishyas and Shudras. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Grahasth. The whole Manu is command of all this knowledge. So as I said, this Vedic knowledge, it's very interesting. When Prabhupada came to the West, he introduced Bhagavad Vidhi. Earlier there was, in the beginning, as some of Prabhupada disciples were here, they know that there was no Mangala Arati and stuff like that. They were only chanting, distributing books and doing all the services. Bhagavad Vidhi. Then he said 64, which was impossible. Then 32, which was still difficult. And then he said finally 16 and not less. And then he introduced this Pancharatrik Vidhi, direct process. Bhagavad is very direct. Pancharatrik is also direct with rituals. That's why we have deity worship and stuff going on. So that it's Bhagavad in practice. So we can practice and get to that Bhagavad platform. Then he also knew that slowly it will be a congregation. It will be very difficult to do full time for so many of the members. So he was stressing Vedic, Varnashram, giving details. In all those books, all of his books, he has mentioned about Varnashram. So that on a ashram side, everyone is a Brahmana. There is no other lifestyle on the ashram. Brahmachari, Grahast, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. It's all Brahminical lifestyle. But on the Varna side, if you are doing a Brahminical occupation, you are a Brahmana. Otherwise, you have to go with the whatever occupation you are doing. So you can be mixed and stuff like that. So, Manu in detail gives about how we take this Varnashram and implement in life and be successful. So, and Prabhupada states here, he ends this, he says, even though the people of the world have forgotten God and may say the God is dead, that is not fact. One can understand God when takes to Krishna conscious movement. This is very significant verse. So, out of all these 14 Vedas, 13 are aparavidya. It's not direct. Only Vedanta is direct. So that Vedanta, if you are only in the Krishna conscious movement or any of the bona fide sampradayas, you can understand easily. Prabhupada, you take any Prabhupada books, immediately you will say Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any verse you take. It's very direct and it's very easy. Otherwise, there are so many schools in Mimamsa. 6 schools. All are talking different aspects. So they are not directly connected except this Uttar Mimamsa done by Vyasadev is very very direct. So we see how we use this Vedic knowledge in performing sacrifice, and the best sacrifice is for this yuga is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, and we should know what is the difference between austerity, sacrifice and charity. Austerity, using the body, mind and words in Krishna's service. That is austerity. Charity is, sorry, sacrifice. Sacrifice is, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sita Ram Lashman Hanuman ki jai, Gaurinitha ki jai. So sacrifice is doing it with knowledge as Naishkam Karma for others, doing it for others, doing it for Krishna. And charity is before and after the results are for Krishna. So, and this last word also means that one can understand God when one takes to Krishna conscious movement. It's like, Krishna can be known by devotional service. Devotees perform devotional service. So only devotees can know Krishna. It's a logic. And of this 14, Naya is also one of them, logic. Like Krishna can be only known by devotional service. Devotees perform devotional service. And only devotees can understand Krishna. A equal to B, B equals C, A equals C. That's why Prabhupada is saying, one can understand God, one takes to Krishna conscious movement. Otherwise it is very difficult. And there are so many names. In India they don't get into the essence. They are into more ritualistic aspects. They chant so many names. But Prabhupada says, Vishnu Sahasranam, 1000 names of Vishnu is equals 3 names of Ram. Then 3 names of Ram is equals 1 name of Krishna. So Prabhupada says here, the Shastras recommend which name we should chant, such as the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, by chanting these names, we can know Krishna. By purifying ourselves, it's very easy for us to know Krishna. So, I will end here. If there is any questions, we can discuss or comments.